Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is time to check in with our special guest. Joining me by phone today, Rick Herman. He's president of Wheat Ridge Ministries. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Well, tell us, what is, for our listeners who aren't familiar with Wheat Ridge Ministries, what is Wheat Ridge Ministries all about? What's the work of Wheat Ridge?
Sure. Wheat Ridge Ministries is a ministry associated with the Lutheran Church, a long history, first as a tuberculosis sanatorium, and more recently as a organization dedicated to seeding new ministries of health and hope in the name of the healing Christ. So our focus is on seeding new health and human care work that congregations and other church-related organizations are attempting to develop. And we do that through a variety of different grant programs that we offer and a whole lot of TLC and support and encouragement for these folks that are doing these exciting new ministries.
Very good. So it's all about the work of ministry, as you said, health and hope in Christ. And one of the programs you said you do it by means of grants. One of the grants is the Joshua Grant. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Joshua grants are small grants. We consider them to be catalytic type grants of up to $5,000 that are available to congregations and again other church related organizations, but primarily Lutheran congregations. And those are available as these congregations see a need in their community and want to do initial work to respond to that need. And they're great fun. A lot of times these small grants create some larger opportunities, and mm-hmm. sometimes we're even able to provide larger support after they receive a Joshua grant.
And so these grants can help congregations or ministry organizations provide resources, as you said, for these health ministries to bring health and hope. And how do you go about how do you gather the funding for these grants? Is it through giving or yes? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great question. Wheat Ridge Ministries is somewhat unique as a grant maker in that we are blessed in our work to have a large number of individual and congregation and foundation supporters around the country and increasingly around the world. And these folks give generously so that most of the money that Wheat Ridge has to do its ministries comes from those donations. And so it's really, in my opinion, a very sound ministry model. People donating to new ministries, they believe in the importance of helping others plant new outreach ministries when the time is right, and they support that effort. And it's really a beautiful thing. So we love to build relationships with our donors and to see those their generosity turn into new ministries around the world.
Wow. So and how long has Wheat Ridge Ministries been around? You said quite a while.
Yes, actually 1905 was when the tuberculosis hospital in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, a suburb of Denver, was founded. And since about 1960, we've been in Chicago. After that hospital was sold, a small foundation was formed, and that gradually expanded into what we call today Wheat Ridge Ministries. So a long history. We're very proud of that. And it's amazing the number of people who have been supporters and prayer partners with us for years and years and years. And also exciting is the fact that we're getting a lot of new, younger people who are really interested in new ministry efforts as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the recipients of these grants. We have one in particular we're going to talk about and check in with them in just a little bit with our friends at St. Paul in Lakeland, Florida. But who are some of the recipients? What are some of the ministries that have been blessed to be recipients of these grants?
Well, in terms of the Joshua grants, it's really, really a wide variety, and I know you're going to be talking to our friends down in Lakeland about their Boost program for mm-hmm. persons with disabilities, but really across the board, there's a congregation in Chicago who received a grant from us not long ago for an anti-violence program. They're in the middle of the inner city of Chicago and trying to help young people and their families cope with the violence that unfortunately is a reality in our city here. Adult respite care program, another project for from a congregation here in this area, trying to provide a means through which caregivers can get some relief from their 24/7 responsibilities of caring for loved ones in their home. So the list goes on and on regarding those kinds of things, ranging from ex-offender ministry to ministry with frail elderly, young children's programs. We really believe that congregations are centers of health and human care in their community, and as they have eyes for reaching out with the gospel and serving the needs of people, we try to respond to a whole variety of ministry ideas that come under the broad category of health and human care.
So the program in Lakeland, Florida, you'd mentioned that at St. Paul Lutheran Church there. What drew you to support them? How did they find out about you, or how did you get connected?
Yeah, interesting. So we're out and about, myself and our staff, all over the place, much of the time, of course, identifying projects and also connecting with our supporters. So I happened to be at St. Paul Lakeland last December, and ended up in a great conversation with some folks that were trying to launch a way for families with disabilities to come together and have some mutual support. And so I was I happened to be preaching at the church that Sunday and sharing our story. And so that's sort of typical where folks hear about us that way. And then from there, we direct them to our resources on our website and the conversation with our staff. And one thing leads to another. And before you know it, we've got a great new ministry seated. So really excited about that, that particular project's very much needed in a lot of communities. And that's another thing about our grants and the seeds that we plant. We really hope and pray that they provide ideas for other congregations that may be looking for ideas for outreach. And so something like the Boost program is, I think, really tailor-made for lots of congregations to consider.
Absolutely. Well, how can our listeners find out more about Wheat Ridge Ministries, the work you do, and how they might be supportive?
Yes, our website is a great place to start, www.wheatridge.org. All sorts of information about the programs that we're seeding, how they can support us, and we have prayer request opportunities, all sorts of ways to assist people in this process of seeding. So that's a great place. Also want to make a quick mention. We're really, really excited about the launch of we launched our own crowdfunding site, which is a brand new way of seeding new ministries for Wheat Ridge. And that's a site called WeRaise. And people can, and congregations and organizations can post their own projects on that site, tell their own story, and raise money through this platform for needed new ministries. So if people are interested in that, I'd encourage them to go to weraise.us, or they can get to that site through our Wheat Ridge website as well.
Very good. So wheatridge.org, and you can find out more about Wheat Ridge Ministries. You can find out about WeRaise, which is a crowdfunding website for ministries. Well, thanks so much, Rick, for spending time with us today on His Time, sharing with us about what's going on with Wheat Ridge Ministries. And we're going to check in with our friends at St. Paul in Lakeland, Florida, in just a little bit and find out about how they've benefited from this Joshua Grant.
That'd be great.
Thanks. Have a great morning, Rick.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, and Lord's blessings to you.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with our friends at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Boy, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.